Hey, now look, you know, we reported a story a few days ago about last Monday, or the Monday of this week, which would be last Monday, an internet newscast called The Voice of the Caliphate was broadcast for the first time. It was a TV broadcast, apparently available on the computer there. It was apparently a production of Al-Qaeda. The anchorman wore a black ski mask. He had an ammunition belt on. There was a machine gun on a tripod pointed at the camera. They actually, apparently it's a once-a-week thing they're planning on doing. The lead segment was about Israel. They talked about Zarqawi. They had the weird thing was is that they actually had a commercial break, you know, during the broadcast.
That's right.
They had a commercial break in English for a movie called Total Jihad.
A blockbuster.
Yeah, a blockbuster in the Islamic
literally.
World.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, I'm not
it's,
lying.
It's true.
I'm assuming it's true. It was documented in the news. It wasn't in a funny paper. But it makes sense that they would do this as opposed to rely on the mainstream media to actually put together something on their own. Now, we have got what I guess would be the radio version of this, because this is a shot as a TV show, the one that was reported, and I imagine you can get it on the computer. I don't know where, but we were able, through some sources here at Air America, to find the radio transmission. Now, the anchorman, if that's what you want to call him, said that the report would appear on the internet once a week. Well, you know, we're pretty proud of ourselves here because, you know, our crack Mornings Edition sources were able to obtain a copy of this newscast even before it hits the web. Can we play that, Chris? Or
from around the world, out of an undisclosed location, and from under a hood to hide our identity, this is Al-Qaeda News.
Good evening. And by that, we mean death to American imperialism.
And George Bush.
All right, enough. I'm Mahmoud, and this is my partner, Mohammed. And this is Al-Qaeda News. Tonight's top story, the castrating witch, Lindy England, was sentenced to prison for abusing detainees at Abu Ghraib. In other news, no one is fooled.
Yes, my sources inform me Lindy England is secretly being rewarded with figs and sex with multiple partners. Turning to the world of sports. What am I looking, camera one or camera two? Camera one, camera two.
Camera two, why don't you ever rehearse? Camera two, camera two, camera two, camera two.
Turning to the world of sports. The baseball season is heading into the home stretch, with St. Louis and Chicago earning the most promising season stats. That can only mean one thing.
George Bush will fail and be ripped apart by jackals while he screams for mercy. As Allah wills it.
Yes, and Dick Cheney is still on the injury list.
Bush has already fallen into our trap in Iraq. Soon, worms will writhe in his bowels, and he will cry tears of fire.
And Houston looks like it's nailed down the National League wildcard spot.
Crap, I hit $10 on Florida.
Coming up, Ahmed will bring you the Jihad Minute, and Abdullah will describe the tortures awaiting the infidel when Allah returns with his mighty scimitar. But first, Tina, our weather girl.
Hey, guys. It's going to be a hot one in Fallujah tomorrow, with temperatures in the low hundreds and a dust factor of 6. So why don't you get out that lightweight burka and head off to the beach for a last blast of summer?
Thanks, Tina.
She is the best hostage we have ever taken.
Oh, yes. And now we pause for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Wendy Friesen. Do you want to quit smoking, lose weight, or die for jihad? My hypnotherapy can help you where everything else fails. Diet doesn't work. Program doesn't work. You come here, I will change brain. Now back to show. Back to show!
Okay, that's all today for Al-Qaeda News.
Remember, if you don't like the news,
get it!
Bye-bye, everyone.
Oh, no. Yay!
Oh, Lord. Have his mercy.
Yes.
Who produced that spot? I'm not standing anywhere near any of you people.
That's a real spot, man. That's going to be weak. You know, what's interesting is how much they say they don't want Americanized values, but it seems to me that as far as the format for radio or television, they definitely want that.
And movies. They have Total Jihad.
Total Jihad. Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.